More Blue Water Newsmakers are coming up. Back to more Paul Miller on WPHM.
All right, it is 8:40 on this Friday morning. We are broadcasting from Algonac this morning. The Algonac Lions Pickerel Tournament Festival is this weekend. They're going to have fireworks tonight and tomorrow. The weather is going to be hot, but it's going to be nice. We don't expect any rain this weekend, but do prepare for hot weather. Joining us right now is the CEO of Community First Health Centers, which we're going to find out all about right now, Mike Baranowski. Mike, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Pleasure to be with you.
Well, you were just kind of giving me the brief history off here about Community First, which used to have a different name. So a lot of people hear Community First and say, oh, it must be this brand new thing, but it's not.
It's really not. We've been around for about 43 years, originally known as Downriver Community Services. So over the years, we expanded a couple different sites. Our services expanded, so we found it was necessary to do a little bit of rebranding about 2 years ago, and we changed our name from Downriver Community Services to Community First Health Centers, which better represents what we're doing and how we're doing things, and also
and where you're doing things.
Exactly. Eliminate some of the confusion about locations in Trenton, which we're obviously not in.
Right. That's the other Downriver.
Exactly.
In all the conversations about health care and the delivery of health care and health insurance, there's been so much talk about those that are underinsured and uninsured, which is true, but you're able to serve essentially everybody, aren't you?
We are. We have a very diverse patient mix. As a federally qualified community health center, we're the nation's safety net provider, if you will. So collectively, community health centers, we service over 27 million individuals throughout the nation. So we are the largest primary care provider in the nation. So we do our part in this community. With locations in here in Algonac, where it's where we originated, and we have locations in New Haven and also in Port Huron.
What are the income requirements if somebody comes to Community First?
Okay, so anybody, like I say, can come to us for services. So we provide medical services for people who have Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance and for those individuals that have no insurance. So if you happen to come in here and have no insurance, we can discount our fees for you. We base it on the federal poverty guidelines and can go up to 200% of those federal poverty guidelines and provide discounts up to our nominal fee of $10. So a lot of people that we serve will come to us and without insurance and be below that 100% poverty guideline and see one of our physicians' services, include x-rays and labs and you name it, that goes into their primary care visit and walk out the door with a $10 copay.
Wow, that's amazing. So basically anything you would need to go to the doctor for, you can
absolutely
get done at Community First. How do these people find you? Because I think a lot of times when people are in a situation like that where they don't have insurance or adequate insurance, they say, I just can't go to the doctor because I'm not insured or my insurance won't cover it. How do they come to you?
From a variety of ways. We have a lot of community partners that know of our services. We try to get out in the community ourselves and let people know through our outreach and enrollment of the services that we do offer at our facilities other than just primary care. So a lot of different avenues. We're on the 211 network that's recently been published out in St. Clair County anywhere. Yeah. Anyway, so a lot of different avenues that people can reach out to us.
Of course, there have been so many changes in healthcare in recent years, and you know you've been doing this for a long time. As you said, Community First has been in the community for 43 years, and so despite all those changes, you keep doing what you're doing.
We do. I mean, I think we're a vital service. We have a tremendous amount of bipartisan support. So when it comes time for us to be refunded at the federal level, it's never an issue. It's always a little political battle here and there type of thing. But we're always seen very favorably in both the Republican side as well as the Democratic side because they value us for the services that we offer, for sure.
It's a pretty nice community to do this kind of work into.
It's awesome. It's awesome. I've been in the community for a long time. I back in 1980, we moved up in this area, and I just love it. And found out about this organization. I've been with the organization for about 18 years, and it's just wonderful services that we provide to the community, and hope to continue on with it.
What is it about this area that drew you here, that you like so much, that's kept you here?
Just a small community. There's a lot of great people. People in general just like helping each other. Very community oriented. place to live. Obviously, the water and the scenery around here is just gorgeous. So there's a lot to offer in this community.
No doubt about it. This is a fun weekend, too, because you get see a lot of people come to this community and enjoy it. Anything else you want to share with us about Community First?
Anybody needs our services, we're here for you. Come on down. We'll take good care of you, and hope to see you here at the tournament.
Okay. It should be a great weekend. Mike, thanks a lot for stopping by. I appreciate it very much.
No problem.
Mike Baranowski, the CEO of Community First Health Centers. They have locations in Port Huron, New Haven, and here in Algonac as well, which is where we are this morning here on WPHM. It is 8:47. We'll take a look at traffic, weather, news headlines, all coming up on WPHM. Stay with us.